Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation. So there's a purpose. There's a deep purpose to it. But the ultimate deal was, will you be under my will? I knew that I would be blessed under the will. I knew that even if it wasn't my will, that I followed his will in the car that he wanted for me. You don't see this color anywhere. This is not a normal color. So I said, okay, I will get it. This is it. This is my car. This is what he's chosen for me. So this is what I get.
So actually, even personal decisions have to come from the head. It was Christ's decision, not yours. Even in practical life, we live under the head, and that's where the test sometimes is. I can be an Eve and just figure out why it's all right.
Yeah, I had the wisdom and knowledge and say, my wisdom says that I need this, and my wisdom says that I need that, and my knowledge of this is, hey, and he was like, no, this is my wisdom and knowledge. You want it?
So that's how you live. That's how you have to live. You have to live your life always as in and from church, which is his mind.
And I've heard you do this with other people. Long time ago, you had a story about a lady and she got a new car and you said, is that the car the Lord asked you to get? And she's like, what are you talking about? He said, did the Lord tell you that's your car? No, I don't know what you're talking about. It's the car that
you're supposed to ask God about your car.
About the car I want. I'm going to be driving a car. It's my car. I'm driving it. Why do I have to ask him?
And she was a terrific leader in a big, big church.
Yeah, big.
And I said, what do they teach you about God's will? She said, here's the book. Figure it out. Yeah, and your brain. Your brain.
Yeah, you got a Bible and a book and go get
figure.
It.
And I went, they don't teach you the will of God?
Wow.
She said, no, I've never heard that. That everything comes under his will. I've never known that.
And, you know, that's quite unbeknownst to me. And it's not like it's a difficult thing.
Right.
The only difficulty was whether I was willing for his will to cross my will.
And see, I rode in it yesterday, and I don't like it either.
Right.
It doesn't ride as smoothly.
It does not.
It just jumps along like you're on a gravel road all the time.
It's sportier.
But we're going to discover that it's the best.
The best.
And the most perfect.
The perfect for this time. And I don't know why, but I didn't buy it based on my.
But we're under the kingdom.
Right.
That's what's so wonderful. Under the kingdom, you have it all. The kingdom is the place where you access all that God stores up for you.
Right.
Not as prosperity, not as things.
No.
But
it includes all things.
It includes all things.
Right.
And they are practical. List in there is food and clothing.
Yeah, it's practical.
But it's everything practical comes from his will and is when you're under his will, you have access to all he's stored up for you. He's got it all. He had that car.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a beautiful car.
It is beautiful.
And it's beautiful inside, very comfortable, but it's not smooth.
It's not the same.
And it's tight.
It's tight.
Inside.
It's tight suspension, and it's tighter inside.
Yeah. But we're under the government of God. We're under the fatherhood.
This is what I saw when I was driving at home. I saw that this is so important to these times. This is important. We have to live like this. In times of crisis, in times of persecution, in times of chaos, you have to live under the will and by the head.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't,
your only safety is there.
That's your safety, and you will not have your provision without being under that will.
That's right.
And so I saw, okay, this is a grand lesson for me, not just a car lesson. This is a lesson that's saying, in the kingdom, you have got to live like this, especially in these times. Mm-hmm. If we're going into a time of persecution, if we're going into a time of crisis and hysteria, if we're under the will of God, if we are fine-tuned listening to his will, and we are under his headship, we will, I mean, it's not like you couldn't be still martyred if you're, that right. May be the will of God.
That may be.
But yeah. You'll have every provision. Mm-hmm. You won't just be martyred because you're stupid and because you're willful. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can be killed and it look like I'm martyred because I'm saying Jesus all the way down, and it has nothing to do with Jesus because I wasn't under his head.
Right there. Oh, what a thing to say. That's great.
I mean, really. If I was eaten by the lions in Rome and I wasn't in the will of God, then guess what? I'm just getting the due punishment of what my actions led
and,
to.
And my little booklet that's on Kindle, Kingdom Safety.
Right.
That's what it's about.
It is. And it's amazing.
Time. We need to put it in print.
Absolutely.
I love that little booklet because it's this.
I really want you to do a kingdom book. I want to put them all together. I want them in a room. So anyway, but our safety in these times will only be, and exactly. It is not going to make sense to us sometimes.
Sometimes it won't. I'm trying to think of other situations I could tell you.
This house that I'm living in is beyond my income.
Mm-hmm.
It is not
beyond your means.
It's beyond my means, and
way
God,
beyond.
Way beyond my means, and God did it. And it was something I fought. I wanted another little snotty nose house over here, this ugly little thing that I was.
The realtor wouldn't even show.
Exactly. I wanted that. I said, this is what I can.
This is what I'm worth.
This is what
I can afford.
And afford and worth, and I can fix up. Me.
Me, logic.
Logic, knowledge, my wisdom.
And then the funny thing is the owner came back and raised the price.
To
$30,000 more.
I think it was even more than that. He literally, I said, you know, I'll give you this much for it, which was ample, and said, well, no, I'm going to get even more. I want more. Mm-hmm. And he went to some outlandish number.
It was
and
ridiculous.
I said, well, he doesn't want to sell it.
Mm-hmm. And so the Lord
it wasn't
said
him.
To me,
it wasn't him that didn't want to sell
him.
It. It was God that didn't want to sell it.
Protecting you from a nightmare because it was just a shack, really, John.
Yeah, well, it was.
And that's what your logic and your reasoning as to means and so forth.
That's where my logic would have put me.
Yeah, and God said to me, I've got something much better for him.
And there's something spiritually wrong down in that area. I don't know what it is. It's
really?
Yeah, there's it's seedy. I don't. Yeah.
And so it just all fell into place. Everything we needed fell into place. And
beyond.
The bank, we've told the story before, you applied for construction loan. You were able to get a piece of property from a woman in our group. And
the whole thing was God.
His whole thing was perfect. And the banker sat down with you, the loan officer said, John, there is no way that any bank is going to give you this loan for construction.
And the reason I am is because I know there's another factor, and she was talking about God. Mm-hmm. She's a Christian, and she said, I know there's another factor here, and so
we're going to give it to you.
And it's worked out perfect. Mm-hmm. But see, if I wasn't in the will of God, I would have missed this blessing, which has been a blessing to the ministry, to you, and to
right.
me.
Right. Right.
It would have been horrible because I would have, in my wisdom, gone, so.
Oh, to fix that piece of property up would have been unbelievable for one person.
I saw it functioning the same way as this one does.
Yeah, you had the vision.
I had the vision.
And that's as high as your faith would go.
Yep.
But because you were under his will,
yep.
It went beyond your level of faith.
But it chapped me. It chapped me bad. I was upset because I thought that that's...
It seemed to be the answer. Feasible.
It was feasible. It was here. It was feasible. It was what it was available. I could do it, blah, blah, blah. This guy's like, mm-mm. But I got miffy and pissy and I was a little mad.
But you were still under his will.
But I was under his will. Yeah, I mean, I had to trust.
Yeah.
I had to trust. I had to be saying, okay, I trust you in this. And I had to trust him in this car. Mm-hmm. And it seems like such a stupid thing. It's a car. Who cares?
But you know, one of our female friends was talking about the same feelings she had about her car.
Exactly.
Car is pretty personal when you're in it a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I drive a lot.
Yeah.
But I believe that in these times that we are living in, if we're not dedicated, devoted, and
committed
to the will of God and to living under the head, we are going to have really bad situations happen.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.